Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about today? I'm sorry, may I please have your zip code?
33917.
All right, and may I please have your first and last name?
I was assured that this was going to be refunded to my account. My name is Frederica Cosper.
Thank you for the information. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
15718 Blue Skies Drive, North Fort Myers, Florida.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our smartwatch was purchased. Give me just a moment while I take a look over these notes. Okay, it shows that you hung up the phone. So in order to get a refund, you have to call in to confirm that you want that full refund for that $56.95.
I was given that. I did exactly what you people told me to do. The lady assured me that this would be refunded after she told me.
You will have to confirm that you want that refund.
I did that, lady. What else do you want
Would you like
do?
The refund?
Yes.
Give me just a moment while I get that refund processed. All right, so that refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes, you can. Give me your name and number or whatever you are.
All I have is my first name, which is spelled A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A, Asia. Okay, your number?
Would you like our phone number?
No, I have your phone number. I want your number. Because
I don't have, are you asking for a badge number? I don't have a badge number. All I have is my first name, which is spelled A-S-I-A.
Don't talk anymore. I was assured this over 5 days ago. The lady told me that I would be refunded within 3 to 5 days. It's been 6 days, and I'm still not refunded. And I did not get a confirmation within 24 hours that I was going to get the refund. Are you going to do this for me?
In order to process a refund, the customer has to stay on the line. It shows that you hung up the phone, so she was unable to issue that refund. We gave you a call back, and there was no answer, so I issued you that refund.
No, no, no. None of this is correct. I did not hang up until she was through. Now, I will hold on to the phone, and you give me my refund assurance.
Your account has been canceled, and also you were issued a refund by me today. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes. Where is my confirmation?
You will receive a confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours.
And why did I not receive it last time?
Because it shows that you hung up the phone. So in order to issue you a refund, the customer has to stay on the line.
No, it does not show that I hung up the phone. No, it does not show that I hung up the phone. She and I were through with our conversation. Now, what assurance do I have from you, Asia, that this is going to be done? I do
your account
not
has
have
been canceled. Your account has been canceled out and also refunded. You will receive that refund within 3 to 5 business days, and you will receive your email within 24 to 48 hours.
You're repeating something I've already heard. Give me your supervisor.
We all go by the same protocol.
Give me your supervisor.
I do apologize, but we all go by the same protocol. Your account has been canceled out and also refunded. I'll be more than happy to get you transferred over. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. I'm waiting on a response from my supervisor so I can get you transferred over. Your call is about to be transferred.
Okay, I'm waiting.